Here's how a 30-something adult woman described to me her recent withdrawal from heroin use after she voluntarily checked into a hospital to detox.
You're sweating, you're shaking, you're having mad panic attacks, you're nauseated, your stomach is cramping, you get really bad restless legs. I mean, I was thrashing, like they were worried about like my IV. They thought I was going to like tear it out because I was like kicking the bed and laying on the floor.
She said the first
3-4 days were hell.
And added that the withdrawal was so bad it will be her biggest motivating factor to stay clean from here on out so she never has to go through it again. When pregnant mothers use heroin or other opioids like oxycodone, their unborn children can become equally as dependent. And when they're born and separated from the narcotics in the mother's blood, they too can go into withdrawal.
The symptoms are kind of like withdrawal in adults, except you've got tiny, tiny children who can't speak and can't do anything to tell you what's wrong.
That's Dr. Kathy Heineman, a physician at the Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation's Conaconac Hospital in Dillingham. She's describing neonatal abstinence syndrome, the term for babies born with a dependence to the opioid drugs used by their mothers. The symptoms, when they begin to appear just days after birth, aren't pretty.
The symptoms can be high-pitched crying, excessive crying, fever, diarrhea, irritability, poor feeding. That's probably one of the more important things with a tiny newborn is that they need to eat every couple of hours anyway. And if you have a kid that is so irritable that they can't even eat, then that can be a life-threatening problem for them.
Severe withdrawal from opioids can also cause newborns to have seizures, which can also be life-threatening. But aside from life-threatening, consider that the infant is going through a pain that brings adults to their knees. Heroin users say it's the start of withdrawal that keeps them addicted, not some euphoric high. How and where these children are cared for during that period of intense suffering concerns Dr. Heineman.
I think a more worrisome problem is that if a child is born to a mother who is using, and the child goes through withdrawal, and you have a mother that is still using, is the mother paying sufficient attention to that child?
Better, she says, to keep the infant in the hospital under the same care as adults who come to detox.
Stays of a week or two are fairly common for infants that are going through a lot of withdrawal. And yes, if the withdrawal is severe enough, they do give the child morphine or methadone.
With the increased abuse of heroin and oxycodone in the region, the Conaconac Hospital now tests all expectant mothers for opioids during routine prenatal care, beginning with their first visit.
We have decided that part of good care would be to know. We want mothers to be healthy. We want babies to be healthy. If we know that a mother's having problems with drugs, we want to help them. To be honest, I'm not exactly sure what form that help is going to take at the moment, but knowledge is power, and if we have that knowledge, we want to support them in their pregnancy to be the healthiest that they can.
Dr. Heineman stresses that there's no shame attached to the test, that it's done for all expectant mothers the same as HIV testing, which was controversial when it was first made routine. Beyond the initial withdrawal, what effects heroin use during pregnancy can have on the child's brain and development or future susceptibility to heroin use as an adult are suspected but not well studied. For Dr. Heineman, she's afraid too many women really don't yet know how harmful drug use during pregnancy may be to their child.
I would like to think every mother wants their baby to be as healthy as possible. I've seen mothers who smoke a pack a day stop cold turkey when they find out that they're pregnant. I've seen mothers that would normally be drinking be very careful and stop drinking the minute they learn they're pregnant. I would like to think the same thing is true for people using drugs, but I think people are capable of doing a lot of things that I don't want to believe of them.
For KDLG News, I'm Dave Benninger.